You may recall that the Democratic convention that anointed Bill Clinton as its candidate 8 years ago concluded with the spectacle of Bill, his wife Hillary, and Al and Tipper Gore all dancing to Fleetwood Mac's Don't Stop. And Bill Clinton played the song again after his speech on Monday night. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been thinking about some pop music Al Gore and vice presidential candidate Joseph Lieberman might want to use as their convention concludes tonight.
Democrats feel they can use rock and roll for their own purposes because rock is mass culture, democratic with a small d. Republicans, being the party of age and privilege, avoid public displays of the populist party animalism that old devil rock and roll can inspire. Indeed, the Republicans must have been chuckling up their sleeves when, on Monday night, outside the L.A. Convention Center, a concert by Rage Against the Machine ended in a little rubber bullet police and protesters melee. Still, it seems inevitable that the Gore-Lieberman ticket will conclude its Los Angeles love-in with some piece of baby boomer pop. This, even though the potentially lethal combination of record-labeling Tipper Gore and Joe Lieberman, who has teamed up with Bill Bennett to deplore the, quote, moral sewage of popular entertainment, is likely to severely inhibit the nature of the song chosen. This means probably no joke farewell to Bill Clinton with a rousing rendition of the 1968 hit by The Occasions' I'm a Girl Watcher, or Sly and the Family Stone's Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, or, oh man, who is not going to miss Clinton, KC and the Sunshine Band's I'm Your Boogeyman. Here, however, is an unsolicited list of Gore-Lieberman possibilities. For their pursuit of elevating post-Lewinsky discourse, Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. Al Gore is into self-deprecating his stiff image these days, so he might want to go with Simon and Garfunkel's I Am a Rock, or Eddie Floyd's Knock on Wood, or the only song he can probably dance to convincingly, the Bangles' Walk Like an Egyptian. For Lieberman, to address his orthodox faith while also alluding to his support for gay rights, how about Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting by Elton John? If the ticket decides to go for cute, of course, there's always Cheap Trick's I Want You to Want Me. If, on the other hand, they decide to try and get down with their bad selves while remaining true to their cautious, hesitant selves, there's also Funkadelic's Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. If they decide to acknowledge their pop culture obliviousness, there's a good piece of 80s schlock available, Out of Touch by Hall & Oates. And while most of network television is humming Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, the Democrats, like their opponents, know that the secret soundtrack to all presidential campaigns is the backroom maneuvering and deal-making summed up by the true anthem of modern politics, Charlie Rich's Behind Closed Doors.
Baby makes me smile, Lord, don't you make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad. What?
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.